A productive summer, a message from your chief executive, Adrian Bell. I write this in the week that some of our members are enjoying the annual summer camp hosted by HMS Sultan, the Royal Navy School of Engineering in Gosport, Hampshire. The camp was first set up by the Vicar of Titchfield in Hampshire, from where it migrated to the Royal Navy Survival Equipment School at Seafield Park, which was located nearby, before it found a long-term home at HMS Daedalus in Lee-on-Solent. In the late 90s, at the closure of HMS Daedalus, the camp moved to HMS Sultan, from where it has been run ever since. Key to the support and running of the camp was the Fleet Air Arm field gun crew, which used to provide the guide dogs for campers in the week after the field gun was run at the Royal Tournament in London. Despite the demise of the Royal Tournament, the Fleet Air Arm Field Gun Crew Association still support the camp, and we are indebted to them for their sterling efforts on behalf of our members. By happy coincidence, our recently appointed Director of Transformation, Lee Hodgson, ran in the Fleet Air Arm Field Gun Crew in the 90s and fondly remembers his years as a guide dog. I must also mention Chief Petty Officer Lorraine Osman, who serves at HMS Sultan presently and has taken on the significant task of planning and running the camp. She is an absolute star who serves our members with passion and pride. On an entirely separate note, many of you recently took part in the first full member survey, for which I thank you wholeheartedly. This is a really important piece of work which will help guide us in the way we organise to support members, present and future. I will be looking to repeat this survey in due course and would welcome any feedback you might have that you think would improve the survey and or the way in which it was undertaken. More than a third of you have responded thus far, and I am due to receive the full results quite soon, but unfortunately not in time for this review, for which I apologise. The survey has been a significant piece of work and taken slightly longer than we had planned and I had hoped, but I will be giving all the members the opportunity to understand what the survey says shortly. I'm considering undertaking the feedback by way of a recorded presentation, which we will make accessible to all, alongside a written transcript for you and your partners, families to listen to and or watch. Please do let me know your thoughts on this, as I'm happy to be guided by you. I must also thank everyone who has been affected by the temporary closure of Llandudno for your patience and forbearance as we have gone about the various works we needed to do. We are well on track now and the centre is presently partially open to members and will be fully open in early September. I do appreciate just how much of a disappointment this has been to many of you, but I would not have made the decision I did if they were not in the best interests of all. The Llandudno staff have all been outstanding in their reactions and response to the closure, and they are all really looking forward to seeing the centre full of members again and enjoying all Llandudno has to offer. Finally, I wish you all well for the rest of the summer, and long may these slightly warmer and less wet days run. As ever, if you have anything you wish to contact me about, please just reach out. I always enjoy hearing from members and continue to learn a lot, although I recognise I still have lots more to learn.